This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Friday, my man Bryant McFadden, B-Mac, in studio, CBS NFL analyst. You see him all over the place. He's got an incredible camp that they're going to be putting on right here in the A at Milton High School. We were just talking about it off air. And before we get into anything NFL related, because there's a lot of news, I just want to talk about this because I think it's so beneficial, not just to potential kids that want to get involved, but also parents. So it's the DB Showcase. And B-Mac, welcome into the studio, man. Love you having you in, as always. But guys like Patrick Peterson, yourself, great DBs from around the NFL are going to be a part of this. And I love that you guys are doing this. And this is going down. You can take the date down, guys, June 6th through the 8th. And you were just telling me, you know, you're looking maybe Friday, depending on if you guys get enough folks. And I would hope that you will get interested. A little seminar Friday that you're going to start with?
Yes.
Oh, let's turn this mic on real quick.
Here we go. First and foremost, thank you, man. It's always a pleasure being here and especially being live with you. But yes, Friday, if we get enough participants, and we want to make this open to the community along with parents of prospects, we want to have a symposium-like session where we're talking about the ins and outs of NIL. Mm. You know, things to look for, questions to ask in terms of NIL, in terms of recruiting, because there's a lot of fake recruiting going on. Kids are receiving offers, but they're not committable offers. That's a fake offer. If a school recruits you and they said, we offer you a scholarship, and if they said it's not a committable offer, meaning if you were to commit, we're not taking you, that's not a real offer. Because when you're that guy, if you want to commit to that said university, they're not going to turn you away. That's number one. Number two, in terms of this NIL landscape, especially here in the state of Georgia, where you can reap the benefits of NIL opportunities in high school, what to do with the money, how to set up the money, you know, LLCs are things that are very, very beneficial when you're receiving NILs because now you're treating yourself as a business.
Sure.
Everything that you do is to your business. Training, commuting back and forth from practices, commuting back and forth from games. That's all a part of your business. So LLC information, those are things that a lot of parents and players, prospects, they're not aware of. Not to mention taxes, the benefits in and out, being able to execute the right things in terms of the tax ramifications if you're doing it the wrong way. You know what I mean? So these are things that we're trying to inform, and we're talking to these parents and these kids based on the war stories that we had to endure when we were professional athletes. So we're using our horror stories to be dreams for them so they don't fall down the same pit holes that we did financially because we didn't have someone to help us and show us the way before we actually got there.
All right, we're going to talk more about this. Again, DB Showcase, June 6th through the 8th at Milton High School.
Yeah.
People want to get involved, they can DM you.
Yeah, hit me up, social media, BMAC_sportstalk, you know, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Man, we want to cater this to defensive backs. So if you're up rising ninth grader to rising senior in the area, Follow me. Hit me up on social media, BMAC_SportsTalk. If you're a nickel, if you're a corner, if you're a free safety, strong safety, if you know how to pedal, if you want to learn and become a better defensive back, we got some of the best to ever do it in the National Football League that will be available in coaching. And we want to make this a community event. So any high school coaches that want to be a part of what we're doing, want to see what we're doing, asking questions about, you know, defensive mindsets and alignments and techniques and plays, we're here. I love ball. I can't play anymore, but I don't mind helping out. You know what I mean? And the rest of the guys that we have involved. You talked about Patrick Peterson, future Hall of Famer. Tim Jennings, he was to be a part, who played at Georgia.
Yeah.
Robert Alford, who played here in Atlanta. Casey Hayward played here in Atlanta as well. Derek Tatum, who runs Elite Academy. He's been profound in the community, helping out with kids. Cresden Butler, who went to Clemson, played at Pittsburgh, Detroit. We got the who's a who. There's a lot of people coming out. And like I said, if you're a high school prospect, play defensive back, rising ninth grader, rising senior, we welcome you. Registration, I can give you all that information, and the same can be said for any high school coaches that are available that weekend. Come out and kick it with us. And most importantly, we're trying to get better on and off the football field.
All right, and we'll put the information out there. I'm going to put it out there on my social media as well, so you can check it out. Again, Brian McFadden in studio with us, talking all things NFL.
Hey, B-Mac, I got to ask you, because
yes,
he's entering his fifth year, and everyone keeps trying to make it a thing with the Falcons tight end. And I know Zach Robinson was talking about the Falcons OC about Kyle Pitts. And it almost feels like the worst thing that could have happened from us as a fan base and an expectation standpoint is that first year, right? Pro Bowl, over 1,000 yards, hasn't been anywhere close to it. What do we attribute the drop-off over the last 3 years from what he was that rookie year? Because we just can't get away from it. And we keep expecting these big things, especially now as he heads in fifth-year option, but it, essentially a contract year.
Well, initially, outside of his rookie year, the next year, I think, Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, he was dealing with injuries.
Yes.
So that played a part in the development. But over the last 2 years or so, he's been fairly healthy. Me, personally, I think I see a disengagement in the offense. Either from coming from Kyle's side or just the lack of scheme to get him involved. That's an issue. So now if you look at the league in terms of young tight ends, we're seeing young tight ends take over the league, right? I mean, you look at Trey McBride in Arizona, outstanding.
Bowers. LaPorta.
Yeah. Sam LaPorta. The young tight ends are taking over, and folks here locally felt like Kyle Pitts should be in that conversation. But the disengagement, I think, plays a big part from us not seeing the big time plays that we saw throughout his rookie campaign. Because I was having a conversation, and the first thing the individual said to me, well, the quarterback play wasn't really good a year ago. Well, it didn't hurt Drake London. It didn't hurt Darnell Mooney. It didn't hurt Ray McCloud.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right.
So it's something about the disengagement, I think, that plays a part. But it sounds like they're trying to have him more involved. And for Michael Penix to be at his best, you got to have tight end production. And for Kyle Pitts, knowing that this is a contract year, they picked up the fifth-year option. So they still believe in you as a player. The time has to be clicking for him and understanding, I got to make it happen right now.
It's B-Mac, guys, in studio with us. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Abe's in for Mike today. What's your take on the tush push, man? They kept it. I said aesthetically, I hate the play because I don't want to see it 4, 5, 6 times in the red zone as we did in the playoffs where they just try to do it over and over and over. And, you know, the NFL, I think they were close to banning this. You know, they were 2 votes shy. And I said, B, I think this is back on the table next year. And I think it's right back on the table next year. What did you make of it, the fact that, you know, Jason Kelce went in there and lobbied the owners?
And he's retired,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah, and they got this done.
You know what? I hate to play as well. I'm right there with you. Most fans, you know, probably feel like how we feel. But to ban a play where the rules were never tampered with makes it an issue for me, because they have allowed the tush push to be a thing, and now it's an issue because they're overly successful against it, and it seems like opposing teams cannot stop it. So why are you banning a play that's within the rules? Do you like it? No, I don't. I hate it. I would hate playing against it, but they didn't do anything in terms of breaking any rule. The integrity of the game is still in play, and they found a way to master it. And I go back to 1998 was the first time we ever saw the Wildcat formation implemented in the NFL game by the Minnesota Vikings, where Randall Cunningham lined up at wide receiver. They ran, played with it a little bit, didn't really take off. But in 2008, when Miami reintroduced the Wildcat against the New England Patriots,
Ronnie
Brown, unstoppable.
Right.
Everyone was like, what is going on? New England didn't have an answer for it. And then they kept, you know, implementing it, using it in their offense. And then eventually we saw other teams doing the same thing. Every level, high school, collegiately, they inserted the Wildcat. But guess what happened? Defenses adjusted. They found ways to slow it down. And now we don't even really see the Wildcat like we used to. So that's the mindset I'm looking at it from. Adjust.
And that Wildcat became the RPO.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, from that, it evolved to, and now everybody runs that, right? Because, oh, well, you got options. And if your quarterback can, you know, play a little bit, you can do some different things. But you're right. I mean, I just feel like, and I said this, you know, Mike and I were talking about this earlier in the week, and he was like, to your point, legally, if it's in the rules, you shouldn't ban it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being smarter than you when it comes to play calling and coming up with an idea. But I said to him, defensively, if I'm a DC, I can't line 10 guys up under my nose tackle, behind my nose tackle, and push him into the center.
Yep.
We can't do that. That's illegal. So why is the offense able to do that from the running back and the tight end position, and they go into the backfield and they're pushing the quarterback, but yet the defense can't adjust and do those things?
And
that's why I don't like it.
And that puts more of an indictment on the shield, the NFL. Because to your point, one thing I've hated for a long, long time, in the red zone, a runner or a receiver catches the football and offensive linemen come hit them from the back. Or they're hitting us as defenders.
Yes.
That should be illegal.
Right.
But what Philly did was, well, NFL, if you're allowing blockers to help push a ball carrier momentum, use his momentum to get positive yards, well, we're going to do the same thing on the QB sneak. They should have outlawed that because, number one, that's a health
safety issue. Yes.
Number two, he's being pushed, right? If we stop him and he's still trying to, you know, get positive yards, offensive linemen should not be able to come help move the crowd. Move the pile. That didn't make any sense. But what Philly did was I cater their mindset and being.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
And creative, guess what? That's legal. That's not an issue. So we're going to do the same thing, but do so in a quarterback sneak formation, and they've been overly successful in doing it.
You got time? You can hang out? Okay, because we got more questions. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back. Bryant McFadden in studio. The DB Showcase going down June 6th through the 8th at Milton High School. We'll give you more information if you're just tuning in. We're coming back. We're going to talk to BMAC about more NFL stuff, including more about our Falcons next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.